Hello, and welcome to another podcast from Woodis.com, the online IT encyclopedia and learning center. I'm Alex Howard, assistant editor at Woodis.com. Today's subject is color printing in the workplace. Color printing is a powerful tool that is now considered a mainstay in most organizations, from everyday printing to high-end production. In fact, the question in most organizations of all sizes is not whether to incorporate color into their printing and imaging activities, but what choices to make to best fit their needs. The good news is that determining the right color printing and imaging choices doesn't have to be a daunting task. I'll discuss this topic in more detail in a moment, but first, a word from our sponsor. Today's range of color printing offers excellent solutions for a wide range of office applications and budgets. Create high-impact, professional documents and marketing materials with a surprisingly affordable, network-ready color laser printer. It's not expensive to look expensive, with HP color laser jets starting at $349. With renowned print quality, fast print speeds, and a network-ready option, HP laser jets will help make your business look its best. Learn more at hp.com/go/colorprinter. HP, brilliantly simple. When you communicate, either in person, online, or in your marketing collateral, you always want to create a lasting impression that speaks well of you and your product or service. In today's marketplace, documents are read or rejected within seconds. Purchasing decisions can take mere hundredths of a second. How can you make sure your document gets noticed, let alone read and remembered? Color is the answer. It's one of the most effective business tools available. Color draws attention to key information, emphasizes immediacy, and creates an emotional connection. More importantly, the use of color can deliver tangible and quantifiable benefits. According to the Pantone Institution, readers are up to 78% more likely to remember a message printed in color than black and white. Color actually improves brand recognition by 80% and speeds learning and retention by 78%. And independent tests by 20 direct mailers for business-to-business, consumer, and fundraising campaigns show that adding color increases both response and sales. There are many types of color printers available today. Which you choose will depend on your needs and how you plan to use the printer. The good news is that there are a variety of choices within each of the major printer categories, which include color laser, business inkjet, photo printers, and large format. Color laser printers are the ideal solution if image permanence is important to you. And today's color lasers refute just about every objection to the technology that's been raised in the past. Color laser printers now perform at speeds comparable to monochrome printers, they're reliable, and they're an economical choice for larger print volumes. If image quality tops your list of printer must-haves, then an inkjet is likely your best choice. Some color inkjets even deliver productivity-enhancing features like wireless printing via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. And finally, if you need top-notch, vibrant photographic output, photo-specific printers are perfect for the job. Next, consider what your quantity of output will be on these printers. Many personal inkjets are less expensive and more suitable for short runs. Business inkjet printers, by contrast, are designed specifically for high-quality output at a very competitive cost per page. They can also be shared by more than one PC. You may also want to consider multifunction peripherals, or MFPs, which combine printing, scanning, and copying, plus faxing and digital sending on some models, in a single device. There are a range of all-in-ones and MFPs, from single-user inkjet-based options all the way up to high-volume laser models. MFPs take up less floor space than three or four separate devices, consume less network bandwidth, and require fewer resources to maintain. So, in addition to delivering convenience and productivity enhancements, they make great business sense. They can also produce better copies than your typical analog copier. When it comes to evaluating your color printing requirements, it is essential to match what the printer can do with your needs. First, think about printer reliability, consider device readiness, availability, and job request completion. Intervention at the printer, for whatever reason, lessens reliability in the eyes of the users. A printer's reliability is affected by the following factors. First, volume.
buying an inexpensive printer for a high volume location may result in a higher TCO, or total cost of ownership, for repairs and replacement than buying the correct printer for the job. Match the size of the printer to the printing needs of the work group while allowing some room for output requirements to grow. Next, consider duty cycles. The maximum usage level per month for a printer is the duty cycle. This rating takes into account printer specifics, such as the paper handling capacity and cartridge replacement. Running the printer at the top end of its duty cycle will require users to intervene with a printer to replace supplies more often. You should consider choosing a printer with a duty cycle that exceeds your current production needs by a substantial margin to minimize interventions and maximize printer life expectancy. And consider maintenance requirements. Every device requires maintenance, and printers are certainly no exception. Business class printers with embedded web server software enable printers to send email notification messages or pager alerts to signal the need for preventative maintenance. After you acquire several printers, you're going to save time by using software to install, configure, and manage all intelligent printers through a single web page. And you'll also need to consider the networking options of your prospective purchase. Adding a printer to the modern organization often means adding another network device. When you choose those printers to add to your network, you will also need to consider printer languages, connectivity, network protocols, operating systems, and software applications. LaserJets were initially the default choice for network printers because they were the only models that included network connections and built-in print servers. Now, network-ready printing is available in both laser and inkjet printers, so consider this benefit when choosing a printer. Do you need a workgroup scanner, fax machine, or copier? Those MFPs I mentioned earlier include all those features. Select MFPs that can be connected and shared over your network. Next, consider print quality. Everyone wants good color print quality, but how do you define good? The three most important factors that determine print quality are DPI, the number of colors per dot, and dot growth. The first factor, DPI, or dots per inch, has been the traditional measurement and indicator of a printer's output quality. Color printing, however, changes the rules a bit by working on a sub-DPI scale. Inkjets can fit more colors inside a dot than color laser jet printers. Next, consider the number of colors per dot. The newest inkjet printers use small ink drops much smaller than those of previous printers. This small drop size, combined with extremely precise algorithms, allows the cartridge to place up to 32 drops of ink on a single pixel. Mixing colors inside each dot greatly enhances the range of colors available inside the dot, giving results that rival a professionally produced photo. Confusingly, printers with a lower DPI rating may produce higher image quality output than printers with a higher DPI rating, because of the color droplet control available. Finally, look at dot growth. Paper or other media also affects image quality, and an inkjet printer's image quality may be more affected by paper than a laser printer. This is due to wicking, or dot growth, as ink spreads when absorbed by paper. Inkjet printers reduce the amounts of ink delivered when printing on plain paper because the paper fibers spread the ink so much. Special paper for inkjet printers reduces the absorption rate of the ink to better control wicking. LaserJet printers use microfine plastic spherical particles that adhere to the paper surface and therefore don't spread like ink does. Next, you'll need to look at paper support, which includes paper handling and capabilities of your prospective color printing purchase. Just as users demand different paper, they also demand a variety of paper handling options and compatibility. Some pages must be sorted, some stapled, and some printed at both sides. A few inkjet printers, personal or business class, offer duplexing. Because of the similarity to copiers in print volumes and number of users, LaserJet printers usually offer more options for paper handling, including expandable input or output capacity, advanced finishing, mailboxes and sorters, stackers, and staplers. Additionally, large format inkjet printers can handle very wide media, often up to 60 inches wide, which may be used for posters, layouts, banners, or schematics in graphics, human resources, marketing, or technical departments. Although white 8x5 by 11 inch paper is the norm, users often require a variety of output media. Some print jobs require wide format paper, cardstock, thick cardboard, or transparencies. Laser jets, because of the way they fuse ink to the paper with heat and pressure, usually do best handling plain paper, while inkjet printers typically handle a wide range of media from regular paper to cloth to CD or DVD labels to photographic paper. To meet a wide range of paper handling and media compatibility demands, you may benefit from a mix of printers. For example, you might choose to scatter personal and business class inkjet printers through a department, centralize a color laser jet to handle larger print jobs and those with complex paper handling needs, and include a large format printer in your in-house printing department. When planning to integrate color into an overall printing strategy, the value that color adds is one factor to consider. But cost is an equally important consideration. You must look not only at the benefits that color will deliver, but also what it will cost to bring those benefits to your organization. In calculating the cost of color, it's important to evaluate both the total cost of ownership and the total value of ownership for color devices. TCO, that total cost of ownership, refers to all the costs of color printing, both direct, from hardware, software, and supply purchase, and indirect, including network impact, physical infrastructure, and support. Take all of these into account as you plan your investment in color printing, just as you would when planning an investment in other printers or technology devices. TVO, or total value of ownership, refers to attributes such as reliability, availability, and functionality that work together to create value for the cost expended. Color printers are extremely affordable today, but as with any technology purchase, the least expensive alternative is not necessarily the wisest. I hope you've learned something new about choosing the right color printing solution for your workplace. For more information on digital printing and networking, make sure to visit whatis.com. Thank you.